Radio.
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 Middle Earth.
Capital of Cullery presents O Lord of the Rings. Starring Tim Harding, Paul Morgan, Bill Hughes, with special guest star Barry Erwin as Gandalf. In the Shire, a wedding is taking place.
Pronounce you man and wife.
No.
Gandalf, I haven't seen you in a while.
Don't put that ring on, you'll be invisible.
I know.
That's not a good thing.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Drop into the cracks of Mount Doom and unmake it.
And if I agree to this, how?
Leave town for Rivendell and visit Elrond.
Now?
No. Tomorrow, I will be gone for a while.
The next day.
Are you coming with me, Sam, on my journey? Or I did have gardening to do, but I've never left the Shire in my life. So I'd love to. It'll be such an adventure. Better get going. Black Riders.
A dangerous ring has been found in the town of Hobbiton by local inhabitant Frodo, who has been seen heading towards the East Farthing with Black Riders in pursuit. It's been said to be linked to the considerable firework disturbance caused by Gandalf at a local wedding party. Gandalf was seen launching fireworks at the buffet, which has now scattered district-wide. That'll be it for Middle Earth News at 10 for tonight. Have a good night. Your local weather forecast will be on the way.
If I take a step further, it'll be the furthest I've ever been in my life. What, into Farmer Maggot's field? Do we have to go this way? I hear there's some right wicked dogs. I know. I have one round my ankle.
Here, what are you doing trespassing on my land?
We are leaving the Shire to unmake the One Ring. Is this the way to Bree?
Yes. If you get out of my field, I'll show you the way.
Great Road, traffic control, absolute gridlock in the Great Northern Road. Horses, Black Riders, and now the Hobbits from the Shire. No one is getting in or out of this town. Lost in the great confines of Middle-earth? Found your way into a ditch or Farmer Maggot's crops rather than the way to complete your quest? Then you need the Middle-earth Sat-Nav, which provides detailed route-finding maps from a satellite above Gondor. Peace of mind, however you travel. Doesn't matter whether your horse is as good as Shadowfax, or just an average one from a barn. You'll have complete peace of mind however you travel. Buy a sat-nav now from one of our friendly dealers in Rivendell and Minas Tirith. Other dealers are available.
In Bree, in a bar, Frodo is avoiding being drunk.
Who are you, mysterious stranger?
A king. The name is Aragorn.
Really? A king?
Well, not yet. I'm still known in these parts as Strider. Would you like to go on an adventure?
How do we know that we can trust you?
You can't. I'm ruthless, but I know the way to Rivendell.
All right. Where's Gandalf?
Up to something, somewhere, no doubt.
Saruman has become a traitor. Our Isengard correspondent has more.
Well, there's no sign yet of Saruman in his tower. However, a wizard presumed to be held captive has been heard shuffling at the top of the tower as seen by ravenous seagulls.
More on this Shire Television 1 tomorrow, 8:30. Be there or be square.
Welcome to Rivendell.
We're here already.
It's taken 4 weeks. You know we've stabbed the top of a mountain and passed out.
Oh, do you think the elves will be able to heal him, Strider?
The name's Aragorn, and we shall see.
Aragorn bangs on Elrond's door.
I hate to say this, but Elrond's not in.
Well, what now? Couldn't we break in and wait for him?
No, we should continue our journey and head for the Misty Mountains.
What about my injury?
It will heal. Just do not lean on it for a few weeks.
Middle-earth, west-central weather. Misty Mountains are completely unpassable. The snow is backed up for miles. So we're heading back now, and we'd advise any of you to do the same. Remain in your huts or your million-pound palaces. And we'll be back later with Elrond's homecoming party. That was the Midwest Middle-earth weather.
At the Misty Mountains...
How are we supposed to get over those mountains?
You're right, Sam. There's no way, and we shall have to pass under them, through the mines.
But the travellers find their way blocked by an unforgiving stone door.
We can't get through here. We shall have to find a way around the mountains.
Well, that'll take us to Isengard, in the realm of Saruman.
Or maybe we should hire a firm of JCB contractors to bash the door in.
I sometimes wonder if there's a brain in that head of yours, or whether it's just stuffed with straw like most of your houses are.
No, wait. There's some sort of inscription on the wall. Perhaps it contains a clue on how to open it.
There's no time for that now, and no need for JCBs either. I have some time for Gandalf's fireworks. Stand well back. Finally, we're getting somewhere in this godforsaken quest.
All we'd have had to have done was say speak friend and enter in Elvish.
Well, I'm no friend, and we have entered. When we make it to Lothlorien, you can be healed there.
The travellers shuffle along for days inside the caves, when they finally come upon a ravine.
Stop, you fools!
Why?
It's the Balrog!
What on earth does it want?
Us!
Aragorn jumps down the ravine to attack the monster, whilst Frodo and Sam are left standing, perplexed.
What can we do now, Sam? We are just lowly hobbits.
Fly, you fools!
Yes, we'll do that. Let's get out of here and make back for Rivendell. No, we need to get to Lothlorien.
One day later.
Is this the forest? It feels kinda queer to me. These are just trees, Sam. Really, you're a traveller now. You have to expect a bit of spice in your life. I know. Let's head for those buildings over yonder. It's a city.
In the city, Frodo and Sam find themselves immediately greeted.
Welcome. Come in, you look tired. My name is Galadriel. Your party is here to welcome you.
My name's Frodo, nephew of Bilbo.
Gaze into this mirror. It will tell you your futures. Doesn't look good. Your quest is grave. And now you also have 7 years bad luck to contend with. But never mind. Come and counsel with your party.
Gandalf! Elrond!
Yes, Frodo, we are all here and so are you.
Quite a journey you had there, didn't you?
Yes, but we lost Aragorn.
This has developed into quite a serious situation. Saruman has become a traitor and joined in allegiance with Sauron, who has mobilized his army of orcs. We need to travel to Gondor to distract them, whilst you slip unseen into Mordor to unmake the ring. Do you think you can do that?
Well, it will be quite a burden, but I will do my best.
Well, we have found a creature to help you. He says he is quite experienced with the One Ring.
My name is Colin. Pleased to meet you.
Okay then, it's all good. But first, could I ask one favour?
What is that, my liege?
May you heal my injury.
Yes. Take these alpha leaves and bash them into your chest.
Good, good. But I think we'll need something else. And that is why I have assembled the finest men to head into Gondor to aid in the battle with the orcs.
And I am one of them.
Who's he?
Good question, Frodo. Here's Boromir, brother of Faramir. He and the rest of the fellowship of men that I have put together will accompany you to the great river from whence you will attempt to stagger into Mordor.
Worry, when do we leave?
Now.
But I'm tired.
Join the army. Join the Orc army. Fight! Death! Kill your boredom. Be the best! Kill!
Play Tiddlywinks after the battle!
Join the Orc army!
Two days later, some way down the Great River.
May I have a look at this famous ring?
No way. Not even I have seen it since I left the Shire.
But you don't understand. I could wield great power and use it only for good.
But you have no idea what this ring is capable of.
Yes, I do. It makes you invisible.
I cannot give you it. My job is clear.
Then I have no choice but to take it for the good of my kingdom.
Just then, Boromir gets in the way of an orc's arrow.
What was the commotion?
It's Boromir. He's dead.
Put his body in the river. We're near the point where we must part ways, Frodo.
Where are you going?
We're going off to do some battles.
Or we're going to Mordor. Come on, Frodo. We know when we're not wanted. Have you lost the One Ring? Are you yearning with desire for power?
Have you got a bar tab to pay off at the Prancing Pony?
Would all this be solved by becoming an all-powerful world leader? Then try Middle-earth Cash Converters. Warning, your horse may be recessed if you do not keep up the repayments of any loans it got on its saddle.
So the fellowship splits, and Frodo and Sam begin to trek the treacherous journey towards Mordor.
Are we there yet? Yes, nearly. We just need to cross these last mountains. Come on. We'll go through this cave as a shortcut. Oh no, it's a giant spider. Don't worry, Sam. They're more afraid of you than you are of them. But it's the size of a hobbit hole.
After hundreds of miles of swampland, Frodo, Sam, and a trailing Gollum finally reach Mordor.
You know, I really think we should have brought wellies, Sam. My socks are ruined. You can't even see mine. They blended into my feet. Is that the mountain over there? My quest may nearly be over, Sam. But that eye is looking at us, Master. Then take your red t-shirt off, Sam.
Come on, hobbits. Let's just get up the mountain. To get to my precious.
The crevice of Mount Doom.
So, this is finally it, Master Frodo. Yes, I must perform my chosen task. What's wrong, Master? I can't find the ring. Has Gollum taken it? I've left it in the Shire. What do you mean? On the kitchen table in Hobbiton. I didn't pick it up.
So Frodo and Sam must go back to the Shire. They retrace their steps exactly as they had trodden them, going back hundreds of miles until they are finally back in the Shire. Frodo finds the ring just as he'd left it, and then retraces the exact steps he and Sam took all the way back and there, right back to the fatal precipice of Mount Doom.
Okay, Sam. Take two.
Frodo finally throws the ring down into the fires of Mount Doom to be unmade. The ring isn't, but Gollum is.
Nothing's happened. What gives?
Frodo and Sam retreat carefully to Minas Tirith, where they find Gandalf awaiting them.
I'm afraid something terrible has happened. When you so carelessly left the ring on your kitchen table back in Hobbiton, it was stolen.
But how? I took it back. It was the One Ring.
But that was a placebo. The true One Ring has been stolen by Saruman, who at this very moment is wielding its dark powers.
My name is Saruman, fools. Slaves, please remove yourselves from this palace and get working.
Yes, master.
And so Middle-earth is plunged into eternal darkness, with all its lands ravaged and pillaged. The Shire is first to go. 5 minutes after Saruman begins to use the powers of the ring, the green and pleasant land looks like Mordor, and all the remaining population of the earth that didn't suffocate immediately begin working in chain gangs for Saruman's minions, the Orc Kings.
I can't believe how things have turned out.
I was on course to beat Saruman and become Gandalf the White.
And I would have been king.
There's something I've been meaning to ask you, Strider. Weren't you dead?
The name is Aragorn.
Weren't you dead?
To work, drones! This Tesco isn't going to build itself!
Oh!
Get down to John Bombadil's garden centre. This week, we have offers on Lembas leaves, on Galadriel's golden seeds, and also a wide variety of cherries that one can choose from. Although you have to be careful in case they might bite. You can find us in between the Old Forest and the Barrow Downs, just off the Great Northern Road. Mind you, watch out for the fog.
Well, that's we're listening to Middle Earth Radio right now, we're live across the Shire, and that was the advert there for Tom Bombadil's Garden Centre. Now, I would warn you, if you're planning to visit this place, it could be a little bit dangerous. Sometimes the trees do gang up on you. Please do not make rude comments about the trees, and otherwise respect them while you're in the forest. Otherwise, you may not get out alive. Okay, now we've got Leonard Nimoy. He's requested next by Lucinda from Hobbiton. It's Ballad of Bilbo Baggins.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a
brave... And...